You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
And you're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Woohoo! Okay, another episode.
Yeah, another episode.
Another episode. I feel a bit light with this episode. I think I might have had 3 beers beforehand.
Really?
Yeah.
It's as though we do 2 episodes at once.
Yeah. Should we get straight on the business? Let's.
All I can only apologise for my fart.
Oh, is it a bit rank?
It's a bit rank.
This is the Durham Brewery Cloisters Premium Bitter.
Premium Bitter.
Whenever they put bitter on, I just think of...
Yeah.
Of somebody that's probably pissed themselves.
So it's a 500ml bottle. It is 4.5% ABV. Where was it from?
It was from the Pip Stop.
Ooh.
And it was £2.69. And when I bought it, I paid with £10 cash and got change of £2.83.
I hope you didn't just buy this one.
No, I bought 3.
You bought 3.
Yeah.
So,
it tells you to have a great day on the receipt.
Does it? Oh, that's very nice of them. What if you don't want a great day? What if you want a fabulous day?
Are you just a miserable sod like I am?
Yeah. What if you just want a day? I'm having a day. I've not poured it all out. There's some a bit left.
What? It's got a...
Is that disinfectant?
Disinfectant.
It doesn't smell overly hoppy.
No.
It smells too clean. I mean, my nose might be crap at this kind of thing.
I want to say it tastes of chalk.
It does, doesn't it? It tastes like chalk.
You know when you have like a Rennie's?
I've never had a Rennie's. I've never needed one.
See, sometimes when I didn't have Rennie's in the house, I'd eat chalk instead.
So you just found chalk? Yes. What kind of house do you have chalk? I don't think there's any chalk in my house.
Victorian household.
You lived in a Victorian household.
That had chalk.
Or was your dad a Victorian teacher who brought chalk back from school? Yes. And was like, here son, eat this.
Eat this before you go down to mine.
To mine. No, I'm not impressed with that. Is this going to be another rubbish show? Because the beers are going to be rubbish.
Yeah, we'll see what happens
later.
Oh
dear.
Yeah, I think on Twitter I'll not be tweeting with them saying that we're reviewing the beer.
It's as expected from the Durham Brewery, though.
Mm.
Like, all the beers I've had from them have not been meh.
Mm. Yeah, it's...
And I've tried to not have that precondition.
Yeah, it's quite a thing, because you know that they're a nice little brewery, and I hate giving a little brewery...
I mean, if you like real ale, if you don't want... If you're not into the whole craft beer stuff, maybe this is for you.
Mm.
It's definitely got a hoppy flavour behind it, so it could be a gateway beer, like a gateway drug. A gateway beer into craft beer.
So it's like cannabis.
Yeah. It might be the start.
And if you're religious, cloisters, it's all to do with religion.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got the weird cross.
So religious people might like the beer.
Yeah, so if you're religious, you might really like
this. And you could, because it's religious, you could quaff it in, I love the word quaff from the last show.
So
you could quaff this in church?
The food match, according to this, is Italian pizza and pasta. Unfortunately, that's not any of the foods we've matched with this week.
No, well...
It's not completely awful. I'd say it's just not very inspiring as a beer.
Yeah, it's not something that you're gonna taste and go, wow. It's not a one that you're gonna bitch about. Apart from we're bitching about it now.
No.
But you know, you'd drink it, but you would probably be, if somebody got a different beer, you'd be secretly...
If the choice was this or John Smith's in a bar, I'd probably choose
this. Yes.
I'd definitely choose this.
Well, yeah, that's not a hard thing.
Well, no, because there's some beers we might have and you just go...
It's not awful, is it? It's not offensive or anything like that. It's just not...
No.
It's not mind-blowing.
It's a very golden colour.
So where are we going to put it on the old board?
You know, what's at number 48?
What's at 48? Probably one from that last show.
It's Guinness Hop House Lager. I'd put it... pretty much at that.
Yeah, so what's that? That was 48 for Durham.
Durham. But yeah, it's not magic, it's not... But it's drinkable.
Yeah. We are pairing this with popcorn. Salted popcorn.
Morrison's butter flavour salted popcorn.
Just like your mother always likes.
What, buttered up salt?
Well, salt.
Do you say my mum just picks a load of salt and just puts it in her mouth?
Well, she gets one of those salt licks.
And just gets lots of table salt and just starts munching on table salt and rock salt.
I've seen her lick in the middle of the road in the winter. Popcorn's just nothing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you're watching a movie, it's pretty crap.
Why would you eat popcorn and crisps in a movie? They're relatively noisy.
Yeah.
I've never understood this.
I just don't understand why we pair foods on an audio thing when they get massive amounts of silence.
Well, that's their fault for listening to it, really.
Radio silence!
The beer gets a little bit better after the popcorn, but not heaps.
You know, like a bad Sunday dinner where you have to put loads of salt on it.
Yeah, it just kind of... It could be because the previous beer I had was just overly...
It was just out there. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Pairing beers to beers, I think. And it's quite weird how your environment can change it so much. And again, all the beers we have, we tend to serve cold. But I'm not going to try and warm it up because I don't think it's going to...
It's too cold. But I think warming it up's not going to...
And obviously this is more like a traditional ale where you'd have that maybe a bit more warmer.
Yeah.
But because I'm not finding it on getting it just slightly below room temperature, it cans in the fridge.
I mean, it's got flavour. It's got taste. It's a beer.
Yeah. Should we come back to yous after we've finished drinking it?
Yeah. Beer number two.
Yes, it's another big bottle, big boy bottle.
So this is from Orkney Islands. It is Island Hopping Hoppies Session Beer. It is 3.9% and it's a 500ml bottle. How much was this, Mr. Philip?
This was from Flavourly. Go on our Twitter for the link. You get some money off, and if you then subscribe for more... Then we get some money. Well, I get some money for my free beer. Uh-huh. That helps fund the podcast because it means I don't have to buy as much beer. And we'll review some on the show. We'll not review all of them on the show, but we'll review some of them.
It says on the back, it is a product of Scotland.
Scotland.
So essentially this is a £2 a bottle. It's a nice big bottle. As opposed to your 330s.
Your traditional bottles back in the day. How much are you knacking that up?
I don't know. Mate, I'm using it the wrong way around, that's why. Bloody bottle openers. It looks like a hearty 500ml in the bottle.
Hearty!
It's right up to the top.
But Scottish are all a bunch of alcoholics, aren't they?
I don't think you can say that.
You can. Is it different?
It's like saying that all truck drivers murdered prostitutes. But not Jeremy Clarkson. We're not going to make entirely sweetened statements about Scotland. If you chose a substratum of Scotland, like Glasgow, that is perfectly fine.
Right, so this has got, compared to the last one, this has got a lot more the same smell, but like intensified.
It's the same kind of golden amber colour. It's a stronger smelling of the previous one.
Ooh, that is nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
That is... Ooh, I'm having the rest of this bottle. Fuck off.
That's got a nice malty taste.
It's still on the lines of your traditional ale, in that sort of sense.
Yeah.
But done properly. Unlike the last beer. It got that nice crispness to it.
It says on the back of this bottle it's from the Swanee Brewery, which must be part of the Orkney Islands.
Yeah. You would agree. I'm not just because I'm trying to get people to go on the link on Twitter. We'll have to put that link in the show descriptions as well.
Yeah, we will.
I think it has definitely convinced me to carry it on, because all the beers we had one the other night together.
Yeah.
And then the two that we've had the show before and this one, I've still got one left. And they've all been nice beers.
This has got a really good hoppy flavour.
It's not overly a
malty kind of aftertaste.
But I think you could be somebody that didn't like that hoppy flavour. You know, some people don't like over hoppy beers. Yeah. We do. That's our preference. So we're always going to be biased that way. But I don't think it's overly hoppy. So if I was to buy a beer that everybody would like,
this would probably be it.
You know,
this is a very pleasing beer. You'd be hard pressed to find somebody who didn't like it.
Yeah, I am very, very impressed. And what we're going to pair this with is chicken soup and noodle powder.
Chicken noodle soup from Morrison's. We should have maybe paired this with the previous beer.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
We could have made it with it. Do you just want to dip your finger in like a dib dab?
I'll moist my finger. Get it.
Moist your finger before you dip it in.
Let's get a bit of dry noodle. Mmm. Tasty. It tastes like chicken crisps. Really bad chicken crisps. You're going to mix it with a bit of beer.
We'll mix it with the previous beer.
I mean, our food pairings may not be very expert.
That's fucking awful.
It got worse with the beer. It did. It got worse with the beer. That was a bad idea. You put an awful beer with an awful food. What did you expect?
But we can then drink this lovely island hop.
I've still got bits of dry noodles stuck in my teeth.
We will at some point try and get some nice foods to
pair. I don't know. Should we get nice food or should we just pair it with whatever we find? I like whatever we find. It's a bit wacky.
If we go to the market this weekend, we might see what we can find.
Yeah.
Seeing we're like an old married couple.
I know.
No, this beer is definitely top notch. Right, where do we put it? It's gotta be in sort of the very good category, hasn't it?
Exactly. What was rated high last time? 63.
It's better than 60. I would say it's 65, 66.
I was going to say 66.
Oh, yeah, we'll go for 66.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find another well-rounded.
Like, what I would say is, I think the only reason it's not getting higher is our taste for what we like. Because we like stuff that's... Yeah. We like our mouth to be basically assaulted. So though we aren't giving that because it's our personal preference and we can't deviate from that, I would say that potentially for some people it'll be an amazing beer.
Yeah, yeah.
So
to me, it's just well-rounded. Everybody's going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
And that's worth...
What did we say?
66. That's worth it in terms of beer drinking. If we found that, we'd drink it all night. If we were sat in a bar and we'd be like, sup it, we'd be happy.
Well, yeah, your average bar, not Brewdog, would still try other stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you were at your local...
You were having a nice barbecue, case of them, you'd be happy. Rainy day, case of them, by the fire, you'd be happy.
If I was by the fire in here, I'd be running out the door because...
Well, that's because you don't...
Fire's condemned.
Yeah. So, please. I mean, you sit by it normally. Why is your fly open? I don't want to see your willy.
Your winky woo.
Your winky woo.
Anyway, we'll sup this off and we'll go up to beer number three.
Tres, as the Spanish would say. Undoes tres.
Beer number three.
That was very posh of you.
I thought I'd be posh for once.
Okay.
Do you want to read this gum?
Yeah. This is Flying Dog Gonzo, an Imperial Porter. It's a 330ml bottle and a whopping 92% alcohol volume. Sorry, it's not 330.
Did you say 92% volume?
9.2.
9.2?
9.2. Point. 9.2. And it's not 330, it's 355. So it's an American brewery. It does actually say made in the USA on the side. It was... Whoa! Spent a lot of money on this one. £4.45 from Glug in Newcastle upon Tyne. I'm struggling here.
What?
Beer number six. And after a work party today, so I've had plenty of Prosecco.
So we're not going to do another show after this?
Probably not. I mean, we can give it a go.
Just us. Let's... Wait! I've got plenty of beer in the fridge this time.
So, as you'd expect from a porter, it's dark.
Dark and badly poured.
Yeah, well...
Okay, it doesn't have overly amount of smell.
It could be my fart disguising it, to be honest. It was quite a ripe fart.
I'm clearing nostrils and it's not in my mouth.
I'm ruining your taste buds. No,
There's a lot more smell now I've cleared me thingy.
There's a bit of a powdery kind of smoky... There's like
a roast toffee. It smells like roast wombat.
That's nice. It's a porter. I struggle with porters, I think.
It's very sort of like not too heavy. It's quite, it's got a lightness to it.
It's definitely. I think porters taste very, very similar anyway. You can drink them and...
I think this one's
lighter than others, but overall I think the whole porter and stout range gets very close in its flavours.
It's got like a treacle-y-ness. Do you think a lot of them they're just trying to be Guinness?
Possibly. It could just be that I've had some of them
when they do decent ones like this is, it's very treacly, very nice, very slow sort of drinking.
We've had a couple of stouts and they've been very different in terms of stouts and
dark. See, I think the best beers I've ever had have always been like absolutely godly amazing beers. I've always been like on the darker scale.
Yeah.
But I think some of the worst beers I've ever had have been on the darker end.
Yeah.
I think if you do it right, you do it perfectly.
And if you do it wrong, you've ruined it.
Yeah, because if you don't quite match the expectation of it or... But that's nice. Nice toffiness to it. Nice treacleness, I should say.
It's light. It's easy to drink in terms of a porter.
It's light. It's in not terms light of a porter,
in a beery sense, but light as a porter and stout and that kind of.
Quite easily, you know, drink. It's.
I mean, it's
9.2%. Certainly forget it's 9.2%.
Yeah, I mean, you drink that and think, maybe 4% kind of thing.
You know. It's got a cool little skeleton on the front. I think is he smoking? He's smoking out with the So the bottle is very, very nice and arty. Pregnant women still shouldn't drink this one.
It's either pregnant or fat.
Yeah. No, I would. All right. I think this one's gonna be. I think it's definitely nicer than the last beer.
See, I don't know.
See, I would put that a couple of pegs above. What did we give that last one? 66. I would want to give it 60.
You want to give it 60?
Yeah.
Maybe that's less.
Is it?
If we gave that one 66, that's 6 less.
66. I want to give it 70 then. What I meant.
What's 70 already?
Electric pear. Cherry Blackout. So I don't think it's that good.
Mm.
I like Cherry Blackout.
So she'll give it 6.
And 69's the Buxton Triple. Which again was better than that.
I would agree with you, so I'm a bit zealous. It's got to be 68 then. It's got to be.
I'll let you have it. I've
got the pen. I've got the pencil right next to the number. Put on our board.
I wouldn't have said.
Fucking going to be. It is. I am putting my foot down on this one.
You're putting your foot down.
It is 60.
68.
The pen doesn't want to, because I just snapped it off in fury at you.
Pencil. It's a mechanical pencil.
Pencil.
Dear.
It is 68, and then you're going to whinge all the time whenever you go.
All right, you know what? I'm probably going to whinge. But it's. I think that's suited right for it. I wouldn't have rated it that, because...
Because you're a twat.
Because I'm just not enthused.
Culturally.
Oh, he looks a bit dodgy.
Yeah, he does. Wow.
Oh, he's picking his nose. Does he know we're watching him?
He doesn't realise he's on a podcast. It looks like he's about to do something dodgy, like a drug deal. And now he's just realised he's now limping along.
Yeah, limping along.
He's doing like a run that's about walking pace. I'm more culturally aware than you.
Are you really?
I went to the theatre like 3 times last year.
You went to the theatre 3 times.
You only went once.
Yeah, so, fine.
I'm more culturally aware than you.
Fine.
You probably have more cultures on you.
Well, that's just because I don't watch around the rim.
Anyway.
I'll let you have the 68.
I'm bigger than you. Of course you're going to let us
have
that.
You're not bigger than me. I've seen you in the toilets.
I'm harder than you. No, not currently.
Steady on. No, I think the island topping was a lot more well-rounded and to more people's palates. This is...
Yeah, but to my personal palate, that is a lot. That is a much better beer. Is this our first fisticuffs?
I think it is.
I think it's going to be who's going to knock who out.
Because I think I couldn't drink this all night, and I could have drank Island Hopping all night.
My dead grandma's harder than your dead grandma.
Possibly. Was your dead grandma buried or cremated?
Cremated.
Oh, my dead grandma's cremated.
That's not going to work then.
No. Has any of them become a diamond?
My cat's harder than your cat.
That's because I don't have a cat. Exactly. My dog's harder than your dog.
Right, who would win? My cat or your dog?
Probably your cat, because my dog's got like weird cancerous lumps and stuff.
You shouldn't laugh at that.
He's had them for years. He just is fine.
He's a very old dog. He's about 92 now, isn't he?
He's something like 105. He wouldn't survive an operation, and it doesn't hurt him.
Anyway, we'll get back to you for our sum up.
Sum up is like where you do some math.
Some math.
I want to know
Americans with math.
Math or maths, and you know, change it to depending on what country you're from.
Yes.
You're gonna do some maths. I'd like to see you do this.
1695. Well, it's the end of the show. We'll see how long we'll ramble on. If you're a proper beer drinker, I would just end now, because we're just bollocks for 10
either,
minutes.
Either bollocks or just something that you'd probably not want to listen to anyway.
Yeah. We're still sipping that beer, I'm enjoying it, he's still whinging.
I'm not whinging that much.
You're always whinging, the bus has broke down.
Only about things that I should be whinging about.
You whinge.
You're always whinging about political shite.
Yeah, but you're
so
just...
that's no different than me whinging that my
bus
doesn't work.
But I can't change that. You can change that by buying a bastard car.
But I could change it by whinging. You can't change your...
How about...
You could change your whole political thing by moving to a different country.
What, North Korea? South Korea? Which is Naughty Korea?
Naughty Korea is North Korea.
Right.
That's why it's naughty.
Naughty.
Naughty North.
The Naughty North. Should we go over and spank his bottle?
I'd like to go to somewhere where it was Naughty North. I just imagine strippers.
The Naughty North.
Dear me.
You could have a club. You could be like a CD proprietor of a... Right, I was just thinking, you know, like a newspaper. You're a proprietor of a newspaper if you own it.
Uh-huh.
What are you if you own a podcast? Apart from a couple of clips?
Founder, proprietor.
Are we proprietors? Are we like Murdoch?
No, we're not like Murdoch. Well, you are, because you've got no hair like him.
Yeah, but I like people. I'm not going to like...
Well, I'm sure he likes some people.
I'm not going to lie as much as him, just to sell it.
I don't know, you tell people you've got a big dick.
I've never told anybody that.
You told me that once.
I tell you all the time, but you're not a person.
Yeah, I'm an art.
You're a creature of the night. Creature of the night! Creature
so,
of the night.
It's a sum up. We've had Durham Prunes. Yeah.
Cloisters,
which was
yes, Bob. I didn't really like that.
Yeah, that's people won't get that.
I don't care.
If you get Durham Brewery's emails,
you might get that.
You'll definitely start to understand.
We then went on to the very enjoyable
Island Hopping. It was good, well-rounded beer.
And then we went off to what I am claiming is the beer of this show.
And what I'm claiming is potentially not the beer of right. the show.
Right, look at the picture.
Yeah, but it's a good picture.
Just on the picture it should win.
Because it's got a smoking skeleton.
Yeah, it just looks cool.
But smoking's not cool.
But that's why he's dead. It's turning around and saying that you will look like Posh Spice if you smoke.
But what if he's dead from drink?
He won't be. Drink is magical. Are we dead yet?
Well, I don't know. This could all be like life on Mars and
that's the
everything else.
I'm your gene hunt.
You're my gene hunt.
I've been called a bit of a hunt in a time.
Yeah, you could be my gene hunt. Or I could be your gene hunt. We'll never know.
I'm Sam Tyler and I have a really small head.
You do have a small head as well.
I do now. I didn't used to.
But
the rest of my body seems to have, like...
Grown.
But my head hasn't.
You've got a bit of podge on you.
I see it in pictures now. I'm like, my head is tiny.
That's because it's always been tiny.
It hasn't. It used to be like normal size. And you used to tell the media
that Sam Tyler with his small head.
Yeah.
And you've got one yourself.
I can't believe how small my head is now.
I can.
It's just ridiculous that I have such a small head. Sometimes I don't believe it exists.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to look in the mirror and be like, oh, I've got a head.
Yeah, I'm like, God, that's small.
Oh, dear.
I've got really like broad shoulders, so you can insult with loads, supposedly.
Supposedly, is that what broad shoulders are for?
That's what they say, I've got broad shoulders.
So you can be like, oh, you're a dickhead.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going, oh, I've got broad shoulders.
Well, I didn't know that's how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Seeing you've got like puny arms.
Yeah, I do have puny arms.
I don't know.
Apart from my right arm, but.
You do have really. I'm definitely more muscular than you.
Yeah, but you obviously wank more than me.
No, that's not wanking. You do not wank!
Yeah, but.
With your upper arm!
You can't compare my left arm with your right arm.
Alright, well look!
Look at that! That's nothing like your right arm!
Well, your right arm, where's your right arm? With my right arm, I'm more muscly than you.
Yeah, but you're fatter than me. You're taller than me.
That's got nothing to do with it.
It's the illusion of muscle.
If a gazelle decides to fall and we've got to take it to an orphanage for gazelles with broken legs,
uh-huh.
I'm going to win at it than you are.
Why?
So I'm going to be better with the gazelles.
Why are you taking it to an orphanage? Why aren't you putting it in your freezer? It's free food.
Because I'm sure if I took an injured gazelle around the streets, taking it to the vets, really, like...
You could get 50p from all the chaps.
You know.
50p a prod.
You know, you've got to be nice to animals and stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I'd eat it instead of parading it around the chaps.
I would nurse it back together and...
You'd nurse it? You'd suckle on it? Like.
No! How many nurses... Actually, I'm not going to say how many... I'm not going to ask that question.
You don't want to know the answer?
Because I don't want to know the answer at all. Because I know it's going to be filthy. This is a serious review show.
When was this ever
It's serious? Always a serious review show. We decided that we would do a review show.
That was serious?
Yes!
I never heard
you
the word serious.
Well, I meant serious.
Went, should we review beer? And booze. And I was like, well, why not? It's an excuse to get drunk and ramble on.
Well, no, because review shows are always serious.
Top Gear.
That's not a review show.
Was meant to be a review show.
It was meant to be, but it wasn't.
This is meant to be a review show.
I want to win the Sony Audio Prize.
What's the Sony Audio Prize?
There's a Sony, like...
Yeah, but prize? What do you get? What's the prize?
I don't know. Maybe so a mini disc player or a Walkman?
Oh, yeah. Sony invented both of them.
Yeah, so Maddie's one of them too.
Yeah.
You might be
I'd love a
mini
disc player. That'd be so cool, wouldn't it? You'd sit here and be like, I've got a mini disc player. Shame there's no mini discs.
Well, you'll next be saying that nowhere near you is an 8-track.
Well, I know there's an 8-track in here because you went and bought one for the sheer fun of it.
Exactly. So, why is a tape player so much different?
Because a
my dad bought a tape or a mini disc.
Mini disc player. How many mini discs when it was semi popular?
We bought a mini disc.
Yeah, and did he own many mini discs or did he just own the one?
I don't know how many he owned. What I was a smart child, bought MP3 player a couple of weeks later. Which one outrun which?
The iPod.
The iPod.
The iPod. Neither. The iPod won.
Because that's not an MP3 player.
But no, it doesn't. It plays weird Apple music. Can't put normal MP3s on it because they're stupid.
Anyway, I think we're probably at the end of the show.
Oh, dear.
I think we've probably spoke enough, been offensive enough, and reviewed two good beers and one meh beer.
Yeah. We realised we didn't pair the last beer with food because we couldn't be arsed.
Yeah, because we'd had curry the episode previous before.
Which isn't recorded right after each other.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I do think one time we need to try three in a row.
Yeah, when we've got a bit... I wonder if we could do like three in a couple of days. Bank holiday.
What do you
when's,
mean like...
Yeah. Or when's the next bank holiday? We could do one over a bank holiday.
We're both away the next bank holiday.
I mean, we've got lives.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you on about doing three shows in a weekend? That's easy. Let's do
like nine shows. In a day, we could do three shows in a day. Because it's bank holiday, we've got no work for the next day.
Oh, right. Yeah. Or we could just do three shows tomorrow. Have, like, the entire season banked up. And then we could just, like...
Go on holiday
to...
And then rake in the money when people visit our podcast and click and send us money.
Yes. If you want to send us money, please... We are poor.
Yeah, please.
It's just cost us a lot of money to put on with fucking £5 bills.
I mean, you can fax it to me if you want.
Yeah.
I'll find a fax number.
Or buy beer off...
Glug?
No.
No, Flavourly.
Flavourly, yes.
Yeah. Does that actually give us money or does it make your Flavourly cheaper?
Yeah, basically gives me free beer.
Okay.
Cheaper beer.
Does that
put
mean,
£10 into the account.
Does that mean you get a beer to drink on a weekend while we do all the other show beers?
I think for one person signing up, you get X amount into your account, so then eventually... It could be a way I get free beer.
Yeah, but I want free beer
as well. Yeah, but I'll half it with you.
Half a beer?
No, it's like so much
or
off the
gonna,
beer, so you'd
or
work
just
out.
Just cut down the bottle.
Well, no, because we're going to get millions and millions of viewers.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
everybody click.
And then what will happen is we'll then get free beer off them. We'll review some for the show. And then we'll have some for our own personal stash because then we'll have to buy more for the show.
Anyway, we keep forgetting to do housekeeping at the end of our podcasts. Don't forget to join our Twitter, which is @FormalShark.
Yes.
Facebook, it's /FormalShark.
Yeah. Email us sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Exactly. And if you manage to figure it out, Formal Shark's also on Untappd.
Oh, yeah, we're on Untappd. You could sign up for us. We've got the RSS feed.
Yes.
Yeah, so and we're on iTunes as well.
Yeah, so you can get us in your ear as soon as we come out.
Are you coming out now?
Podcast.
Is this your coming out podcast?
Yeah, my coming out podcast.
Anyway, on that note... We will say toodaloo.
Yeah, that's the way you always end it, on that note.
On
what if it's
note?
Not a note?
It is a note.
What if it's a letter?
It's
or
always
a memo?
A note. It's always a note.
On that memo.
Right, on that...
Oh, this car!
On this fax number, tatty bye. Say tatty bye to them.
Oh, tatty bye.
You are listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob and edited by Phil.